Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
1 month's salary. That's what 40% of you, according to a recent survey, say that you would spend on an engagement ring. I thought it used to be 3 months' salary, according to other surveys. But this research by Gallagher's Today tells us it is 1 month's wages. That's what people spend, typically. Well, 40% of the country. Margaret Brennan from Aidan Brennan Jewellers in Dundalk is with me on the line today. Margaret, you're in the business for 40-odd years. Have things changed?
Good afternoon, Andrea.
How are you?
Have they changed? I think they have slightly changed. I think people spend now really what they're comfortable with. I think it's a discussion they have with each other as a couple before they make the decision to come in to check anything out. And I suppose the whole theory of the month's salary was effectively done many moons ago by De Beers in a promotional work that they had done where they had said that how do you make 1 month's salary last a lifetime. I think that's probably where...
That's where it came from, is it?
Yes, that's where typically that whole theory came from, I think. And that's probably what started off that whole train of thought that perhaps, oh, we do need to spend, a month's salary or a 2 month salary. But that was a De Beers promotion many, many moons ago. And that's what they started that off on. So I feel nowadays people really do have that discussion before they make the decision.
So they know going into you, they know going into you, Margaret, or other jewellers, there's a budget and this is what it is. I suppose it's fair enough.
Yes, there'll be a little bit of wiggle room. You know, they will have that little bit of wiggle room where they'll say, well, you know, this is maybe what my top end might be, or, you know, or sometimes they don't even tell you the budget and you're feeling your way, but then they don't belong in kind of saying, well, you know, I'm comfortable with, you know, maybe 2,000, 2,500, and, you know, would you have something nice? So I always feel, even if they have a budget, if they see what they like, whether it's below it or maybe slightly above it, there's generally that little bit of wiggle room with them.
What would
They're
you say?
Totally intransigent in it.
What would you say the average, typical average spend, Margaret, is by a couple on an engagement ring?
I think my typical average spend would be maybe between 3 and 4.
3 and 4,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that'd be the
and
average.
And you get lovely rings. You know, do you know what I mean? I think people have this preconceived idea that you probably mightn't get much for that. But in today's world, the way that we can now make rings, dazzle them and shine out at them. And, you know, you can always get something in your budget that even if it's below that, that will really, you know, pop when you open a box.
Mm.
You know, so I think it's all about if they see something that's nice for in and around their budget or even at slightly below or above, there's a wee bit of negotiation.
Do people care about the cut and the carat and the type of diamond, or is it just all about the shinier the better?
Well, some people will have the little bit of homework done where they might prefer, you know, to have a specific stone. That said, they then know that their budget is maybe going to be slightly higher than what that average will be.
Yeah, so some of them will have the research.
Generally, yeah. And you will get people that will have that, and they've discussed that, and they know exactly that that's the type of thing they want to go on. But you do get then the people that are in, and they just love a ring as soon as it goes on your hand. A ring will suit your hand. If it doesn't, you know, you kind of know it. You have to feel
comfortable. Just say it doesn't suit it if you want something bigger, Margaret.
Do you know what? It's like everything else. When you put something on and you look at it and you fall in love with it, it's for you.
You talk about 3 to 4,000 euro being the average spend,
yeah,
say by customers coming into your store.
Yeah.
Over
yeah.
the 40 years you're in business, what was the average spend 40 years ago?
The average spend 40 years ago, Andrea, was probably between 250 euro, pounds then, sorry, pounds, and maybe 395. And I still see those rings coming in to me today to be repaired.
Yeah.
I still remember the people I may have sold them to. But remember, the styles have changed in the sense that all those years ago, when you bought a ring, there might have been a lot more metal around the stone to give the enhancement that the stone was bigger than it actually was. So now you don't have that. So you have you just have the stone, and that's what's the most, you know, the expensive part of it. But the whole thing has changed in how the rings have evolved from having that, you know, very large cluster that has loads of little stones in it, to the ones now that might only have 8 or 9 stones, which you just see the stone, you don't see the metal around them. But those rings have still lasted the test of time.
Yeah.
They're still on the go.
They're a good value.
They're still on the fingers.
£250, Margaret, for that. Kevin is with us. Kevin, you got married, was it, you got married recently, Kevin, is that right?
Well, it's 2 years ago now.
Oh, that's fairly recent,
May,
yeah.
23, yeah.
Now, I'm not going to ask you on air how much did you spend on an engagement ring or how much was spent on you, but a ballpark, when you hear people talking today about the average being 1 month's salary, would you say that's in and around the correct amount?
No, not well. I wouldn't agree with that. In my case there, I knew we were getting engaged there and we were heading down to Kilkee. I was looking at a job and at this stage you didn't know, and we were talking about it, all right, and I came through Mullingar, went into the jeweller from Mullingar, and I just says, here you are, Joanne. I says, take a look. I says, you pick whatever ring you want and whatever it costs, that's what it'll be.
Oh,
that's
really?
That's the way I did it.
So you had no budget?
That's the way I did it. So if she had, I had no budget, I just says, whatever, like Margaret says there, I actually know the store very well in the dock, I just said, whatever, and as Margaret says, she's right. So Joanne looked and fit on a couple of rings that the lady in the shop said, and she just didn't like the look of them, and she took a look around when the girl was going in around the back, and she just happened to pick up one, and she put it on, and she just, the one I want. And I said, get grand. I said to the girl, what price is that? She told me, and I said, that's how I did it. And it's a two-way yoke. And I then, in the same store, the girl mentioned, I said, does men ever get engagement rings? And she says, yes, they do. So I pick an engagement ring for myself.
Did
and
you?
I got Joanne's fingerprint and my fingerprint put on the front of the ring.
Lovely.
As my engagement ring.
Yeah. And so there was no... And what would you have done if Joanne picked some astronomical, huge diamond, mega bucks? Kevin.
As I said to her, whatever one she wants.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's not that I'm flush with money, but just it's whole day. It's whole day.
You're very good.
It's like, you know, could you go out and buy clothes for your girlfriend? And if you could, yeah, she'd be delighted with it. But she still has the choice of changing the clothes if she doesn't like them. So it had to be her choice. It's her day. It's obviously our day.
Mm.
So we were headed on down. I was looking at the job, and Joanne was born in America, and went down to Loophead in outside Kilkee, and I made a gold mat. It was Alberta. She was 57 at the time. And I made a gold mat at a 57 circumference. I put 57 key lights around the outside of it, and went down on my knee and proposed to her.
You're a real romantic,
American
Kevin, aren't you?
The loophead. Yes, I am.
Yeah.
That's what's missing, I think. The romantic side of it is equally as important too, you know.
Yeah. So. Would you get many customers, Margaret, like Kevin? No budget at all. Pick whatever you want.
Yes, I would get it. Yeah, there'd be an odd one now. I have to say there would be. And, you know, sometimes they might, you know, they'll have a little look at the price and I just get that little eye twitch that tells me, that's okay, we're fine.
So there's winking going on and all sorts of dealing, is there?
You learn how to read an awful lot about an expression when you're dealing with them. And, you know, and then sometimes I will have... men and women, might I add, in the store that would like to purchase one as, you know, a surprise, but they know maybe what they might like.
I think that's very risky.
Sometimes,
picking.
I'll tell you, Andrea, in all of the years that I have done a solo to a male, I've never had any back.
So they've guessed right.
They've guessed right, or they've been helped in the right direction.
Yeah,
one or the
stuff.
Other.
Jer, go on ahead, Margaret.
No, I'm just saying it does happen, and you know, what I always say is, you know, if somebody buys something that they like and they feel good about, I always feel that reflects in how you give it.
Jer is with us too. Jer, you got engaged.
I got engaged on my 24th birthday,
your 21st
which is St. Patrick's Day.
Very good.
I'm still about to be Grand Marshal of the parade. I don't know why these lads ask me. I'm very strange, isn't it?
And are you, and when you hear us talking today about 1 month's salary or 3 months' salary, would that be in and around the figures you'd be thinking?
Yes, it depends on your income at the time. Like, you know, it depends on what sort of a job you have. Like, you know the old saying, Beatles, money can't buy me love, you know?
Yeah.
So it it depends on your income. It depends on what you really want. I mean, I got my engagement ring made by a jeweler, you know. So we had a bit of a saving on that one,
okay.
You know.
Okay. And so, were you giving the engagement ring, or were you receiving it?
I was giving it. We choose it. We had the whole load of rings made, and we choose one. Then we got the finger measured, and then that was it.
That was it.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but look, everybody has different tastes. Everyone has. It depends on your, you know, on your income. It depends on the time, like, you know, whatever.
It's a brave thing to do, I think, getting a surprise engagement ring, mate.
It is, yeah. Well, it's just a token of your. I mean, engagements are meant to be broken. Like, you know, some people want the engagement ring back. That doesn't work out, but that's a long story, isn't it?
Right. Listener says, my engagement ring cost 130 old pounds back in 1969. We weren't that rich or elite either at the time. Lisa says, my wife and I bought our engagement rings. Is it in Brian de Stack? Am I pronouncing that right? And Dingle in Kerry? They were personalised with our message to each other on the outside and engraved with our initials and the date on the inside. They cost €125 each. We were over the moon with them. Means more than any diamond ever could. Listener tells me, I have a friend and her husband told her he'd spend no more than £2,000 on the engagement ring. She was absolutely devastated because she felt that he could afford more. She ended up putting £4,000 of her own money towards it. She really bought her own ring. Sarah Kennedy is wedding expert with the Isle blog. Do you see many couples doing that, Sarah?
Well, do you know what? I would see majority of couples looking at what they like and then saying, can we afford it or not? And then they might do the math later and go, oh God, that's the equivalent of X amount of month's salary. But no, I would definitely see more and more going for, you know, the aesthetic, what they like, the look of what actually sits right on their finger, and then figuring out the financial situation after. And even more so, what I'm seeing is I have a lot of couples that would follow me and they haven't actually had the official engagement yet because they're saving for the ring. So I am seeing that lead time be pushed out a little bit more, because you've a lot of couples that, you know, once, you know, the ring is only one part. You then have to save for the wedding and then everything that comes after
the
that as well.
Bands.
So, well, sure, look, the works. So there is an element of that. But I wouldn't see many saying, you know, sitting down and methodically going, okay, well, you earn, you know, £3,000 a month, so our ring is going to be £6,000. I don't think that, I'm not seeing many do that. Not saying that it isn't being done, but you know, some people will use that as an indicator to think about how much should we be spending. And there is this myth that it needs to be X amount. To be honest, like, you can, like, how long is a piece of string?
Well, I read, I remember talking about a salary here in the, or a survey, sorry, in the show about a year or two ago that talked about the typical average couple were spending 3 months' salary on an engagement ring. And we're talking about this survey today from conducted by Gallagher's that it's 1 month's salary now. 40% say 1 month. What are the other 60% spending then, I suppose?
Well, this is it. Like, I would see the general kind of average that would come in, and you're looking at a market average of about £3,000 as the general mass right now. There are people that are going into the £10,000 plus, but there's also people that are coming in at, you know, 2,000, 1,000. But 3,000 seems to be, if not kind of the average or the starting point for a lot of couples. And, you know, depending on where you decide to shop, you know, there's only so much value you might get even at that £3,000 mark. But one of the good things that I am seeing, the biggest reform I've started to see with in terms of cost around engagement ring, is that there's a lot more options on the market. So number one, you can get your ring made. People are going for different metals because the price of gold is going through the roof. But then also the lab-grown diamond piece that's coming in, which are real, real diamonds, they're considerably less and they're more sustainable. So people are still able to get a really good ring that they want that looks substantial, but it's not going into the 10, 20K mark. So there's also that in the mix. But one of the big trends I see is this self-comparison of the ring. So you've got social media in the mix. So one of the first things a couple will do when they get the ring is the selfie goes up with the hand up with the ring showing it, right?
Is there anybody with an imagination that might come up with a different photograph, I suppose?
No, this is it, right? So like, and this is, I get messages about this quite frequently, about this whole feeling of like, oh, I didn't feel my ring was good enough in comparison. Yeah. So this self-comparison, like, we're already doing enough of that. Never mind doing it with your engagement ring. But then what you might have is, I had one bride that got in touch with me last year, and she opted to go for something very simple, very dainty, didn't cost an arm and a leg, but it's what she wanted, because she's not really into this big, huge expression. She just likes neat jewellery. And basically she got commentary back saying, God, he could have done better. God, he didn't bother.
Really?
Or, yeah. Like, and I just thought, what sort is out there? You know, like, an engagement ring is a very personal thing. It's something that you're going to wear forever, all going well. Like, does it really matter how much you're going to spend on it in that way once you're happy with it? But yeah, so there seems to be a little bit of a judgment or snobbery maybe around what people are putting on their finger as well, which, to be fair, it shouldn't be dictated on price. It's what it should be, you know, what you like and what you're into.
I asked people on just on my own little survey today on Instagram at Andrea Gilligan One Sarah about this, and really similar. 44% told me they'd spend 1 month's salary. 32% told me at least 3 months' salary. 12% said I'd no limit at all. I just blew the budget. You could have whatever they wanted. And the other,
I'm telling you,
the other 12% say I've no idea how much my ring cost. Just bury your head in the sand.
There you go. Well, look, sometimes ignorance is bliss.
Oh, completely. Listener here tells me, I would expect a man to spend at least $6,000 on my engagement ring. You can be sure he'll spend much more on a new car and golf club, Sarah.
There is,
well,
that.
Isn't there? Yeah. And as Samantha Jones in Sex and the City said, wrong ring, wrong man. Sarah Kennedy, wedding expert with the Isle blog. Jer, Kevin, thanks for getting in touch. And Margaret Brennan there from Aidan Brennan Jewellers in Dundalk. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.